Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Did I scare you?
You did.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, boy. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Happy Friday.
Well, we're recording on Friday.
Happy Monday.
Yes, you're listening on Monday, probably. Or some other time. You might be listening another time, in which case, happy whatever day it is for you.
Every day is happy in its own
way.
Okay.
That feels like a nice
sagui. That was enough forced optimism for one day.
That's a nice sagui to Brandon. What are you drinking?
Right now, some gin.
Yes.
Earlier, some beer.
Yes.
We just watched the opening ceremonies of the Olympics.
Right. Is that your nerd thing or is something?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we just get all your stuff right away?
All my stuff.
All your stuff. Brandon, how did you watch the opening ceremonies of the Olympics?
Well, a few Olympics ago, we decided as one in their early 30s does.
Yeah, we were probably in our early 30s.
To do a drinking game for the Olympics, and we have continued that tradition for each subsequent Olympics.
Yes.
For the opening ceremonies, you take a sip or a drink of some kind for every country that walks into the opening ceremonies.
Every flag, yeah. Every time you see a country flag.
And it's a good thing.
Yep. It's easier in the winter than the summer.
There is less countries in the Winter Olympics. The problem with the Winter Olympics is there's a lot more countries that have like one or two athletes, so they go by quicker.
Yes.
So you're maybe drinking less sips, but in a shorter proximity.
Right. Right. So you had beer, and now you're onto gin. It's basically why.
I drank a whole growler.
You did.
Okay.
By yourself. I did not help you.
Okay. Sorry. I did not ask you what you were drinking.
I am drinking, it is a blueberry lemon tea cocktail thing.
Oh, is that all?
Yes. It's from a distillery we have been to before that is in BC, and they do different tea cocktails, and I noticed we had two bottles of this, and I was like, that is silly. I should dispose of one. By doing it during the Olympics drinking game.
Sounds good.
I think my drinks are smaller than yours, though.
Smaller?
Well, like, I don't drink as much when I take a drink.
Oh, your sips are smaller. Yes. Okay. I do have a big mouth, so there you go.
Yes, it's true. And I was, like, waiting until the Parade of Nations started and, like...
I was thirsty, so, yeah. There was a lot of weird interpretive dance stuff, so
I liked it.
I needed to drink a little bit.
It's also,
and oddly, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's true. That happened.
Okay.
Yep. My nerd thing is also the Olympics. I love the Olympics. That's my nerd thing is, and it's Super Bowl Sunday on Sunday.
It is. Go sports ball.
Go so much sports.
I
don't like them having a Super Bowl and the Olympics at the same time.
It is a little bit odd because the Super Bowl is slightly later than it normally is. It usually occurs around the same time as Groundhog's Day.
Mm.
And now it's about a week late.
Yeah, whereas it could have been last weekend and not made us have to choose between watching that and the Olympics.
So I don't know. NFL is weird and whatever. I'm excited for the football game.
Yes,
though.
Me too. Go Seattle.
I would prefer Seattle to win.
I'm cheering for Seattle.
I think they are going to win, but you never know.
You heard it here first, folks. Actually, later, because we're recording on Friday, but it comes out on Monday.
I could just be super wrong.
Super wrong. Also, I bet there were some pretty cool commercials.
Perhaps.
Maybe some trailers.
Apparently.
Marvel has come out and said that they are not going to have a Spider-Man or Doomsday trailer during the Super Bowl.
Unless they're lying liars.
I think they're lying liars. At least for Spider-Man.
It would be... Well, if they don't for Spider-Man, one has to come real soon. Because Spider-Man's not that far away and we haven't seen a trailer
anything,
yet.
So I just assumed we hadn't seen anything because they were waiting till Super Bowl. So, I don't know. We've gotten some commercials already and there'll be more. And yay, Puppy Bowl.
Oh, I will watch the Puppy Bowl.
All right, let's head to the news. Disney A News Update. News. Big news in the world of Disney this week.
Oh.
There's a new CEO.
There is.
Yes.
You know him. You love him, apparently, for some reason.
A lot of people do love him, actually.
It's just because he's a fairly attractive,
charismatic
yeah. fella. Yeah. The former CEO in between the Bob Igers, because he was the CEO, and then there was a Bob Chapek in the middle. He looked like a thumb, so no one liked him.
Right, it's so silly.
It is a little bit silly.
But Josh DeMauro has been named CEO, which was, you had just mentioned it like a few days before or a day before even.
There was lots of sorts rumblings. Of things are known beforehand and then they officially announce. Mm-hmm. They have to be careful with announcing it because of like stock prices yes. and stuff. So, you right. know.
So he was head of parks and had been, you know, parks have been bringing a lot of money. So I think everyone was like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
And he was fairly visible as far as high up C-suite type yep. people were. Was more of a household name for Disney fans than probably anybody else.
Yeah.
In the executive level, so.
Yeah, he was readily seen in parks and would go up to random people and talk to them. Like, he was very charismatic. I mean, I don't know why I'm saying was. I'm sure he still is, but.
Well, now he's got, like, the Disney version of the Secret Service protecting him, I'm sure.
That's true. They're all dressed like mice. So that's pretty big news.
Yeah, we'll see once he takes over what his mandate.
I just like to remind everyone that Bob Chapek was also in charge of parks for a while. And when he first got the job, people were like, yay, this means good things for the parks. And then I personally don't have this like hate vendetta on for him like some Disney fans do.
Was he outstanding? No, but he tried to do something and it just didn't work. Didn't work. Yeah. He was not evil.
I don't need to vilify him.
Basically. He was not evil incarnate any more than any other CEO is. So pretty actually evil incarnate. There you go.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think people are. I mean, I'm happy that people are happy. I am optimistic, but I'm also like, don't count chickens.
Yeah. In other words. I hope he makes some good choices. I hope so too. At the end of the day, he's still in charge of an extremely capitalistic
yep.
corporation that is just trying yeah. to milk everyone for as much money as they really possibly
sure
can.
And I'm not sure what people think is going to happen. They're not. He's not going to drop prices.
No.
Like, what do people think is going to happen?
I have no idea.
He's not going to get rid of the reservation system.
You never know. He might.
I really don't think he is. You mean the thing that has been incredibly successful in making them a bunch of money?
Right.
Probably not. Hey, you know what? Even if he personally really, really wanted to, you know who doesn't want to? Everyone who owns stocks and everyone who is on the board and everyone who has...
The ever-present shareholder.
Yes.
And he has a fiduciary duty to increase shareholder value. Ah, yes. Capitalism.
Yes. I thought you were going to go into the song of is at the beginning of The Producers while he's still an accountant.
No, I wasn't, but yeah.
So anyway, I'm like, I mean, that's good. And I do like that he seems to like Disney and parks and things. And if he doesn't,
yeah, I mean,
he appears that he does. So
He's pretty good at least faking that he cares, which is
yeah
a good low bar to clear. So
well,
there
it
you
is
go.
A low bar to clear, and it also is like, oh, you might be competent. So, yay.
Yeah.
It's
better than not faking it.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not really sure what people think is going to happen, why they're so excited, but, you know, okay. Anyway, I think it's big news.
That is big news.
Do you have other news?
I'm sure there is.
Other than what our main topic is.
I'm sure there is other news, but not really, no.
That kind of overshadows everything else.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Which is fair. I'm excited to see how it goes.
I mean, it is... They're starting to unveil some of the 25th anniversary California Adventure stuff,
yes,
at the parks.
Yes.
Including the very beautiful popcorn bucket.
I love the popcorn bucket so much.
Mickey's Wheel of Death.
Mickey's Wheel of Death might be the best popcorn bucket I've ever seen.
And they have some other merch, some spirit jerseys and stuff for the 25th anniversary.
Yep.
And you were there, right, when it opened?
I was. I happened to be there the year it opened.
That means you're very old.
I appreciate you bringing that up. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. The other big anniversary that is connected to merch is Winnie the Pooh. 100 years.
Yes, they're going great guns on merch for that, and most of it is, like,
amazing.
Extremely beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I was like, I would be spending all of my money on this. If any is still there, I will be spending my money on it. Just so FYI.
In
September.
6 to 7 months.
You never know. Yeah. It might still be there.
You never know. Fingers crossed it's not, though.
Fingers crossed it is. All right, let's head to the main topic.
Disney Plus and chill. Is it time to light the lights?
It is time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. Do you know what it's time for, Brandon?
No. I have no idea.
The Muppet Show tonight.
Well, last Wednesday. Last Wednesday?
Yeah.
Unless they pick it up for a season.
I hope so. Yeah. If you have not watched The Muppet Show, it's on Disney Plus and it's on YouTube, and they are seeing what feedback and...
YouTube? It's not on YouTube.
I'm pretty sure it is.
No, it was on ABC and Disney Plus and maybe Hulu.
Maybe.
But it's not on YouTube.
Okay, well, anyway, they're seeing what views and feedback and all of that kind of fun stuff is, and if it's really popular, they're going to bring it back.
It was a pilot episode.
Yes.
Like, and very clearly a pilot episode.
Yes.
But also just a continuation of the original series.
Literally exactly how I felt when we watched it. I was like, oh, this is just the newer, like, literally the next episode. It just took a long break.
You actually have some of the original seasons on DVD.
The first three.
And... it feels just like just another episode.
Exactly. So, in case you...
higher resolution.
Yes. In case you can't tell, we're talking about the Muppets this week. Did you watch a lot of the old Muppets in whatever form?
Boy, howdy, did I watch the Muppets. I don't know. It's interesting. The Muppets is quite old. Like, it was around.
I have that information here.
I distinctly remember watching the Muppets. I also watched Sesame Street. Like, when we're talking about Muppets,
yeah.
When I was a young kid, but I distinctly remember watching the Muppet Show when I was four or possibly younger.
Wow.
Because I had not yet moved west.
Okay, which you did when you were five.
Which I did when I was five, and I distinctly, like, distinct memories of watching the Muppets, and that's how impressionable it was upon me. And I will die on the hill that it's also not for kids.
No, I'm going to talk kids, about that for sure.
Kids can watch it. Like, yeah. I quite enjoyed it as a kid. Young.
Big puppets,
it's fine. Mm-hmm. But it was never designed that way either.
Never.
So
that actually was what I was going to say, is if you watch... So the original series is stated as running from 1976 to 1981.
Okay, so I was watching reruns in the late
80s. There were other things that came later that were kind of like
recreated. Yeah, but I'm thinking like the actual Muppet show.
So here's the thing. There were actually two original pilots. There was one that came out in 1974, and then there was another one came out in 1975, and then the show got picked up in 1976. That's kind of how it happened. So the one
I hope we don't have to wait 2 years for this one to get picked up.
The first episode, the technical first pilot, is The Muppets Valentine's Show, and that is not the one I've seen. The more popular one is the one that came out in 1975, and for those saying The Muppets are for kids, the first episode was actually titled The Muppet Show Sex and Violence. Literally the first episode. The Muppets have never hidden that. They did make a bunch of little kid stuff for a while, but it's like, this isn't a new thing.
It was, like, you might hear our cat playing right now.
Yeah, he's playing right now.
Anyway, Jim Henson had always done puppet stuff, and he was kind of tired of doing it just for kiddies.
Yeah.
And so he wanted something slightly more adult. Yeah. Like, it's not it's never been vulgar. No. Or anything like that, but it was not designed for children.
No.
And
that's why it had that title, because they're like, hey, just so you know.
Yeah, which, awesome. The only negative Rotten Tomatoes review for the new revival,
yeah.
Was very pearl-clutching and like, how could they possibly
right.
make adult jokes in this children's show, and
it's
I'm
not
like,
a children's
is this
show.
Writer an idiot?
It's
and the
not.
Answer is yes.
Literally
yes.
In the trailer, they did the dirtiest. They put it in the trailer.
Yeah,
they put the dirtiest joke that's from the show,
and it's not dirty.
It's
at all.
Not. It has the word kink in it. Pearl clutching.
Yes,
exactly.
That is the sound of
exactly,
my pearls
exactly.
being clutched.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
When I'm teaching and we get to a moment like that. That's just like outlandish and pearl clutching. The kids all go audible gasp.
Basically, but anyway, yes. Yeah, so they've done a full revival. It's produced by Seth Rogen.
Yes, it is.
Producer extraordinaire now.
Yeah, he found his thing.
He's
so good at it.
I was not the biggest Seth Rogen fan. A lot of his stoner stuff was not really to my taste.
No.
Super Bad was very good.
Some of his stuff was okay, but I agree. I mean, stoner humor does is
yeah,
like lost
but
on me,
Super
so.
Bad was quite good. Like that's pretty much a timeless comedy. Mm-hmm. But he's been behind the scenes of a bunch of different things. He's
yep.
heavily involved in The Boys. Invincible,
yes,
and then he's come out, he's won a bunch of awards for the studio.
Which was so good.
And then probably some other stuff that we don't even know.
Yeah. Because when I, like, yeah, I kind of always forget that he's so involved with The Boys, for example. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Every time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he's just got a production company and produces stuff.
He makes good choices. He did have a guest appearance, was listed as a guest on this one.
He was not the guest star. He was
not the guest star. Yeah.
Which
because
is one of the gags.
You can tell yourself we're going in another direction.
If this series gets picked up, I think that should be kind of a running gag.
Yeah, he keeps trying to come back on.
Not every episode, but like periodically
yeah.
they could like have him and he never is, like makes the cut.
I will legitimately be sad.
That would be hilarious. And then they could have like a series finale where he's actually the guest
gets
star.
To come
I don't
play.
Know. Yeah, I'm just spitballing here.
The other guest who wasn't the guest star was Maya Rudolph.
Yes, which was she's hilarious.
She's funny, yeah.
And really good, but mm-hmm. the actual guest star was Sabrina Carpenter.
Exactly.
She's been in Disney's, like, she was kind of like a Disney child star.
Right, yeah-ish. Adjacent.
And pretty popular singer these days, I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sorry, pearl-clutching lady, or man. If you see that Sabrina Carpenter is the guest star, that should give you a pretty fair indication that this might not be a children's show.
I mean, Sabrina Carpenter is, like, the primo target for pearl-clutching these days, because she is very sexual in her
unapologetically so.
Yeah, unapologetically so. Unlike back in our day, Britney Spears
right.
was very sexualized, but also was like weirdly chaste and
yeah,
like weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
there's actually some pretty red flags going on there in retrospect.
She's much less hypocritical than back in our day,
right?
So I don't know.
Yeah, no, she's just flat out like, yeah, that's what it's about, so...
Yeah, good for her.
Absolutely. So you see that Sabrina Carpenter is going to be the guest star on a show whose very first episode ever was called Sex and Mayhem.
Hmm.
And you think that's a children's show.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's really not.
It currently has 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, because of the one negative review.
Because of the one negative review.
Of
you'd bring down our 100%.
Some fella that can't read the room. But
I guess.
Yeah.
Hmm. So overall, like we were saying, it feels like a just updated version of the last one. It literally just feels like the next episode.
Yeah. It's a little bit more special than mm-hmm. just another episode, but mm-hmm. not, like, they don't make that much more of a big deal.
It's kind of like a gag on it.
The same length as a normal episode.
Yep.
They have the same intro, the same outro.
Yep.
And I don't know, it just works. So
yep.
I guess what I'm saying is I quite liked it.
I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Are we impressed I didn't really cry?
Hmm.
I said really.
But at the end of the day, we're like pretty big Muppet
fans. We are. I'm a huge Muppet fan. Always loved the Muppets. So I grew up, they had like specials and stuff like that in the 90s, and I watched that. But the big thing is I watched the Muppet movies growing up. And I've said before, my favorite I love holiday movies in general, but by far the best one is Muppet Christmas Carol.
It is fantastic.
It's so good. So that one, and that's still my favorite, but do you have, like, I watched all the old ones repeatedly on VHS, like just rewound and watched again. Did you have any favorites growing up?
Well, I distinctly remember, watching The Muppet Christmas Carol in theaters.
Ooh.
I do think that is like
probably the best.
As objectively the best one as art can be objectively the best.
Right, fair enough.
That one is very good. I quite liked the recent try at a reboot
of The Muppets. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Jason Segel.
Yeah.
Segel?
Segel.
Segel.
Segel?
Like the bird?
Cool! I don't know. Yeah.
And Amy Adams.
It was fantastic.
And I really enjoyed that, and it felt like the Muppets. I love the original Muppet movie. Seen it, I don't know how many times.
The Muppet movie is very good.
I like didn't know who half of the guest stars were on it, other than like Steve Martin, I guess. And I was just like, I don't care. It's amazing. I watched The Muppet Caper and Muppets. I've watched Muppets Take Manhattan a lot because
that
I loved.
Not bad.
The idea of going to Broadway and putting on a musical, right?
That one's not bad. And then there is a lot of not so great ones.
Well, the other one I really liked, which was like moving into the we're making it for kids, is Muppet's Treasure Island.
Yeah. Muppet's Treasure Island was a little bit more for
Yeah,
for
and
kids.
I liked it. This is also where I discovered my love for Tim Curry, though.
Mm.
So, to be fair.
Hmm.
It was like the first thing I ever saw him in.
Not Home Alone 2?
No, I mean, I probably would have seen that in first, and I probably, like, appreciated it, but, like, yeah. Watched that one a lot, but, yeah, it is definitely geared more towards kids, and that kind of started.
I think I first saw Tim Curry in the It miniseries.
That is messed up. I've never seen that.
Yeah. I might have seen that too young.
Maybe. If you saw it before Home Alone 2 and Muppet's Treasure Island. Yes, you saw it too young.
I don't remember either of those two, but I do remember It.
Well, I bet. I imagine.
I was a tough kid. It was fun.
Yeah. I want to see that though.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
No, I liked that one. And then, you know, they did a lot of adaptations, kind of like straight to, well, it wouldn't even be DVD, straight to VHS type of, you know, retellings of, and watched a few of those, and, like, they were cute, but they're definitely geared towards kids.
After The Muppets Christmas Carol, they kind of became part of the Disney machine, and they were doing a lot of direct-to-video stuff back then, even, like, your Aladdin sequels and stuff like that.
Beauty and the Beast, Once Upon a Christmas.
It was a big business. That was Michael Eisner's go-to move. Just churn out garbage on direct-to-video
stuff. Well, everything else was in the vault.
Yeah. Well, the good stuff was in the vault, so you have to watch the
other stuff in the meantime.
The trash.
I liked some of it, but it's definitely not the same quality. No. And Muppets was part of that. Yeah. And, you know, even if you liked or they did cute stuff, it definitely wasn't the same vibe. And then, like you were saying, they had this other movie that came out. That one was enjoyable. Like, it was really good, I thought.
Yeah, that was in the early
2010s. Yeah. And then there was this show that came out. The Muppets, period.
The Muppets, period. This was after the heyday of The Office.
Yeah.
So it was done in that mockumentary style.
It is amazing.
And, yes, this one was, like, very, very, very clearly for adults.
Yes.
And at the time that we finally did watch it, we didn't watch it live. We were part of the problem because it did fail. It only had one season.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad. It wasn't watched a ton. Was kind of a failure.
Mm-hmm.
When we did finally watch it, we said, "Who is this for?" Oh, I guess us.
Yeah, us. And like when coworkers, we were talking about the Muppets because I was all excited it was coming out, and I was telling people, I was like, "You need to watch this so it like." You know, succeeds, and they bring it back. And they're like, did you ever watch that show that was, like, kind of like The Office, but with Muppets? Like, other people would watch it, and they're like, it was so good.
Yeah,
all us elder millennials loved that show.
It's super high quality. The humor is amazing.
It's so funny.
It just didn't find its audience fast enough because the elder millennials weren't watching network TV at that time.
Yeah, that's literally part of the problem. Now, if they had made that in the day when there was Disney Plus and put it right on there, it would have succeeded for sure.
I really think it was freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
And so I do like this soft reboot, just kind of revival of the original Muppet Show.
I feel like it's the right mix.
It's a clone and copy of the original, which playing it safe, but like that's good too.
Yep.
As a modern retelling, that the Muppets period show
it's amazing.
Was perfect.
Yeah. It is absolutely amazing. I was like, had this continued, it would have been like one of my favorite shows of all time.
Mm.
And that was very traumatic because Kermit and Miss Piggy had broken up. And so part of the whole thing was they had to work together.
Yeah.
It was like, it was definitely adult, but it was so funny, and like you didn't have to be a Muppet fan to think it was funny.
Mm.
But if you were, it was extra funny.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really good. And then they had the band had a show on Disney Plus recently as well.
Yes, which is supposed to be good. I still think the Muppets,
the Electric Mayhem.
Yes,
We haven't seen it.
Again, we're part of the problem.
We are kind of part of the problem.
But no more. No longer.
No longer. We saw this day one.
Yep.
And I told you to play it again, Sam.
I did.
The Eagle.
Yeah. Well done. Is that the title? Play it again, Sam? The Eagle?
Yes.
The Eagle in parentheses.
Yes. That's perfect. I love it. Wonderful. And
well done.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry, you told me to play it. Oh, we watched it day one. We're not part of the problem anymore.
Not part of the problem anymore.
I will watch it again, too.
We should go back and watch The Muppets Mayhem. But
we should.
They are doing a major push with marketing. Like, the Muppets have been on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. Just Kermit, because Miss Piggy is a Fallon fan.
Oh, well, there you go. They were part of the Golden Globes.
Yes.
We
just watched them do lie detector tests.
They had a Vanity Fair YouTube video that like is usually reserved for people like the cast of Stranger Things,
Pedro Pascal,
that kind of thing. So Entertainment Weekly features that sort of thing, and the merch is coming out in the parks.
Yes,
they are,
which ties in so perfectly with ramping up for.
They're reskinning the Rock and Roller Coaster to be Electric Mayhem as well. So everything's coming up Muppets right now.
I'm so happy,
and I'm very happy for it.
I'm so happy about it. I was very sad we don't have the Muppets anymore in Disneyland. They got
for now.
For now.
Who knows?
Yeah, if this is popular, mm-hmm. like, anything is possible.
If you just believe. Oh, wait, no, that was SeaWorld. Yeah.
That's true. That is true, actually. Mm. And in Disney World, they closed the Muppet Show as well. But, of course, they still get Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yes, they closed Muppets 3D in Disney World because they were bringing the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yes, whereas like, they just closed it for reasons.
They just closed it so they
could. Mickey's PhilharMagic is there now.
No comment.
It's not the same.
No.
I actually don't hate Mickey's PhilharMagic. It's fine. It's a C plus when
Muppets Vision 3D was like an A minus.
Oh, yeah. No, there's not a comparison.
Mm.
But I think it's cute, and I like it when it's like raining or sunny and you can go sit and it's air conditioned. And
when your feet hurt.
When your feet hurt.
And you want a nap. And
yeah. But it's cute and I like it. But it is not Muppets 3D. So anyway, all this to say, we really liked it, and you should go watch it too. Brennan, who is your favorite Muppet?
I mean, there's a lot of good Muppets.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Is it Beaker?
Beaker is very, very high on my list. Like, extremely high, mm-hmm. and it probably is Beaker. Everyone probably has a soft spot for Kermit, obviously. He's like the star of the show. I quite like Fozzie as well.
Oh, yes, Fozzie's great.
Probably the best non-original Muppet is Pepe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
The King Prawn. Mm-hmm. I like him quite a bit.
King Prawn.
Yeah.
Oh, Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun. That was semi-recently.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'll say. I think my biggest complaint, not that it was a huge complaint, the voice of Kermit was noticeably off for me in this. I don't know if you picked up on that.
I did, but it like didn't take me out of it.
It did just like an antsy.
So I'm gonna be honest. So I watched because some of the promos and stuff before. And a lot of his interviews, I was like, oh, I don't know about that. So I had heard it enough times.
And it's interesting because the Vanity Fair thing that we just watched, like we were just talking mm-hmm. about, it would be the same voice actor. Mm-hmm. And that didn't.
So that's what I'm saying, is I had heard it enough times.
I don't know. Like, but the actual show wasn't. It was noticeably weird. But the guy that has been is the voice actor now has been doing it for a while. And he was in the Haunted Mansion.
And I didn't notice it.
And I didn't notice it there either. It's just maybe because he was such a major part of this.
Could be.
Of this pilot episode. Yeah, I'm calling it a pilot. I'm not calling it a special.
It's a pilot. Call it now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's too bad because like obviously Jim Henson can't voice him anymore.
Of course.
For obvious reasons.
Aww.
But the guy that replaced Jim Henson was fired because he was like outspoken and kind of difficult to work with.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
He might have been a little bit like Wonder Man. Had too many notes about his character.
Oh, okay, and it's like you're filling in for a voice. Like,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
But he was like a long time part of the Jim Henson. Like he worked with Jim Henson. Like right. Like he's been around for a long time. And,
that's tough.
And but they still sent him packing.
Hmm.
So there's a little bit of hard feelings because he was really good. Like
that's tough.
He was like almost indistinguishable from Jim Henson. Ooh. The new guy definitely doesn't sound quite as good, which is weird because you think you could get someone like
to do a Kermit.
Random YouTuber can do a Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know why it's politics and whatever.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
So that was the one small thing, but maybe it'll grow on me.
And I'll tell you one other thing, because I watched part of it again today. I noticed the voice much less.
Hmm.
So it might just be a getting used to it thing.
Yeah, well, bring watch on a again. Full season and we'll see.
Yeah,
I'll give you good. My opinion after that.
Yeah, yeah, good science
but
experiment.
But anyway, yes, my favorite Muppet.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say my favorite Muppet is probably Beaker, like you said.
Yep.
Just because. But I also really like the Swedish Chef.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
And then my favorite Big Muppet, because they have, like, you have your, like, puppet.
Yeah, and then you have the people in the suits.
And then you have the people in the suits. Would be Sweetums. Would be Sweetums. Yeah,
of course. Do you want to guess mine?
Miss Piggy?
I love Miss Piggy. And even though she's, like, really problematic, I love her.
But it's funny because she's
a puppet.
She's a puppet, so it's okay that she's very abusive and a horrible person.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Horrible
pig. Yeah.
I love pigs, and so of course I'm going to pick the pig.
Yeah.
I also really like Kermit, obviously, of course. And I also really like, I like Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker together. And I like Rizzo the Rat a lot. I also really like the bunny. Min-Min Bunny. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. From Christmas Carol, obviously.
Well.
And in case you
were, other things.
Yes, he was, but that was his like.
Mm-hmm.
He's from that era more. Like everyone, if he shows up now, it's like in the background kind of thing.
Hmm.
They also, my favorite big character, who do you think that is? Because I love Sweetums, but it's not Sweetums. I love the Ghost of Christmas Present. The best.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is very specific to the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yes.
But he is a very good puppet.
He's a very good puppet.
They spent a lot of money on him because they had to have like 72 different versions of him as he ages.
Yeah.
So he's very good.
And he has one of the best songs in the movie.
Yeah, it is a good song. Yeah. It is good. Yeah. No, he's pretty good.
As far as big puppets go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. If it was
there's actually more big puppets on Sesame Street with your like your Big Birds and your Snuffleupagus's.
Oh yes,
I do love a Snuffleupagus.
I do love Sweetums in the original movie a lot.
I
except just, he makes me sad.
Sweetums is awesome.
He just wants to go along.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon, if we know those Muppets, which Muppet are you?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Probably Gonzo or something. Or Animal.
Oh, also, here's another thing.
Animal.
About...
Animal's awesome.
Oh, wait,
awesome.
Wait. What about... Oh, wait. Wait. No. Janice. I love her.
Yeah. She's a little ditzy for me.
I love
her. She's had a little too many cookies.
Legally now.
Yeah.
That is a joke on the Muppets.
Yeah.
Period.
The Muppets, period. Yeah.
Yes. Animal, excellent option. The other thing I wanted to say with how much I love the Muppets, the Rainbow Connection is my favorite song of all time.
Yeah.
So good. We had it at our wedding even. Okay, Brandon. Speaking of, you're going to pick a song. She Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby.
Okay, yeah.
Green Eyes by Coldplay. You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Mm.
Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic. Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Goodnight Irene by Huddy Leadbelly Leadbetter. Wow, I did not know this. Okay. Dancing on My Own by Robin. No Hands by Waka Flocka Flame. Or I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King.
Huh.
It's very varied.
That is varied. There's that. That's a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with the Science one. Just
She Blinded Me with Science.
It is a good song. Bill Nye danced to it on Dancing with the Stars.
I didn't know that, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
Brandon, what are you wearing?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I'm sitting right beside you.
Oh, right.
A frown.
Yeah.
Lipstick. Usually. Jeans. Nothing. Glasses. A mustache. A suit. A cool coat. Or a t-shirt.
Most of those things, actually.
It's true.
I wish I was wearing nothing. That'd be more comfortable. But it's jeans, actually. Yeah. Let's go with that. Yeah.
Okay. Pick a channel. Okay. VH1.
No.
Animal Planet.
The Puppy Bowl is coming.
Puppy Bowl is coming. TNT. Cartoon Network. I Don't Have a TV.
Oh, that's just lame.
Disney Channel. TBS. AMC. Or E. Like Entertainment.
Probably none of those. But let's go with Animal Planet.
I was
just because
like,
the Puppy Bowl is coming.
Pick a Jim Henson character. A doozer? I don't know. Nanny? Red? I think that's from Fraggles.
That's a Fraggle, yeah.
Jareth?
Oh. You've never... You've never seen Labyrinth.
I have seen it. Oh. I've seen part of it.
Okay.
I've seen part of it, yes.
But you've never seen The Dark Crystal.
I've never seen The Dark Crystal. Yeah. Ludo, Bert, Jen, Snuffy, or Sir Didymus?
I'm going with Snuffy. Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, you were just saying how much you
I like a Snuffleupagus.
So I have seen most of Labyrinth, but I have not ever seen anything from The Dark Crystal.
Hmm. We should probably watch some old Jim Henson stuff.
We totally should. I would like to see Labyrinth again, though. What do you value in a friend? Bravery, the ability to chill, musical talent, loyalty, brains, sarcasm, puns, parties, or pizza? I like the last three together.
Like, probably the last four? Well, not so much parties. More like brains and sarcasm and puns. Those all kind of go together.
Right.
Puns is, like, one of the highest forms of humor,
agreed.
I think.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm going to go with sarcasm.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
On a Saturday morning, you can be found reading the newspaper, playing an instrument, hungover, cracking jokes, working, hanging out with a friend, watching TV, sleeping, or eating.
Definitely not working.
Nope.
It's either sleeping or hungover.
I know.
Or both at the same time. And in honor of our drinking game for the Olympics, it's going to be hungover.
Okay. Good call. Pick a movie. I don't even know if you know all these. Oh, okay. The Last Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken Run.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard.
Best Christmas movie ever.
After Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Mm.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, not great.
Jumanji. The Brave Little Toaster.
Oh!
Right in the nostalgia.
Talk about elder millennials.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Oh. Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Talk about terrible.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, yes! Do you ever watch Harry and the Hendersons?
I watched part of it.
So good.
And Pitch Perfect.
I'm going to go The Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, I loved it so much.
I really like Die Hard, and I really like Harry and the Hendersons, but The Brave Little Toaster.
Right in the nostalgia. Yeah. What would you want as a pet? A frog, a lizard, a poodle, a chicken, a pit bull, a fish, a cat, a gerbil, or an ant farm?
I'm going to go with a cat.
Yeah. Because
that's what we have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I like our kitties.
Yeah, our kitties are great. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which game would you rather play?
Yes.
Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Angry Birds. Battleship. Scrabble. Bananagrams. Duck, Duck, Goose. Poker. Go Fish. Or Charades.
Huh. That's an interesting collection.
Yes.
I do like poker. I'll go with poker.
Okay.
I haven't played poker in a while, but I do
about
like
that
it.
The other day. Mm. Yeah. Pick a word. Meep. Rainbow. Glitter. Poultry, boomerang, meatballs, waka, or shrimp?
I'm going to go with,
Brandon, you are zoot.
Okay.
You would often rather express yourself through your chosen creative outlet than through conversation. You possibly party too hard in past years, so you like to take it easy and relax as often as possible.
You know what? I'm not mad at that whatsoever.
Yeah.
He's a pretty chill dude.
Zoot is awesome.
Yeah, I like it. Zoot is pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now we know.
Well, the Muppets.
I love them. I'm so happy that they're not getting forgotten. I was really worried there for a little bit.
It was
just going to get like...
A while, there were some dark times for the Muppets, and now things are looking up.
Yeah, I'm very happy. So please, please, please. If you like the Muppets at all, and you're not going to clutch your pearls, go watch. That's all I can say. I want to know who else are going to have as guest stars.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole season. We're going to have some pigs in space.
Yeah. Well, right now we have pigs in wigs.
Yeah. I mean, that was very much...
Bridgerton.
It was very much Bridgerton, but it was also... They used to have the ballroom scene.
Exactly.
So they kind of combined a little bit...
But they had the pigs in space people in backstage walking around.
Yes.
So. And by people, I mean pigs. So I'm just saying. We have to have some pigs in space. We have to have the ballroom with the bad puns. They show up in Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a ballroom scene in Haunted Mansion.
Exactly.
So
it's great.
That just works. But,
it's great.
Yeah.
We had the newscaster.
He had a little brief
moment.
He
did. So good. Anything else to add about the Muppets?
No.
All right. So that is our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do, because algorithms are a reality of life in 2026. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. I don't know what we're going to talk about next episode. You're probably not here.
Well, I am going away. That's why we're recording early.
Yes, you're going to go away for work.
And then it is Valentine's Day next week. So we'll see if we have time between all the romance to record an episode.
We are going to dinner.
We are.
Yeah. And then go back to work.
And then I'll go back to work.
So I'm Krista.
And I am Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
The ever-present shareholder.
Yes.
And he has a fiduciary duty to increase shareholder value. Ah, yes. Capitalism.